Still about the same, and You just got a real nice signal for a handheld up here in Greer, South Carolina.
Everybody, so I have a very similar call sign. I'm KQ4ASO.
With the other individual there, come back again, sir.
I was just saying that I'm down here in the Piedmont area, down south, Greenville.
Another person spoke there a minute ago. You're welcome to come in. I'm N0TR, and this is Tom.
KQ4ASO. I was just saying, me and him are going to be confusing on here because our call signs are so similar. We just have rearranged the last three digits there.
Yes, they are. That is a tongue twister. Well, we got a few on here. I'm glad I got a short call sign that I've had for, over 30 years now, since 93, whatever that adds up to. But at any rate, thanks for jumping in there. Robert, go ahead and speak to this gentleman.
Yeah, if you start going by Robert, too, they'll really have a hard time with two Roberts.
And, nice to meet you, Robert. And you sound pretty good. I'm down here in Reedville, South Carolina. That's southern Spartanburg County, I guess, halfway between kind of Greer and Spartanburg. Just go south down 101 a little ways.
Well, it's nice meeting both of y'all and talking with both of y'all.
Well, they got a great signal for a handheld. I'm impressed. I don't know if you're running 5 watts or what, but thank God for the BRARS repeater, too. It does a wonderful job for the area, and there's a lot of great folks on here, Robert.
Jesus FT60, I just got my technician license last Saturday, so I'm still new at the operating on here.
And the other gentleman, give me your call sign, I'll write it down, and your name again.
Chris, and it's Kilo Quebec 4 Alpha Sugar Oscar.
6 years old, and I managed to get that wrote down, Chris. Even though I flunked hooked on phonics, I can count, but I have a hard time keeping up sometimes. I'll let you guys go. I'm going to go back to, I'm an immigrant from Kansas, lived up there 62 years, 62 and a half. And been here 14 years now, so I'm legal. So you guys carry on and have a good day, and it's nice being able to help you, Robert. KQ4OAS N0TR, it's clear.
Call sign and your name one more time. I'm trying to make me a list, if you don't mind. I got Chris's. I just need yours.
Okay, Robert. Do you use a computer and use QRZ, that's Quebec Romeo Sierra.com. You need to go on there and log in with your call sign and that, and you can see call signs all over the world on there. Or you can reach up there and click search and put in the call sign, and you can go over to the site. You can zoom in to the address. It'll tell you how many miles away it is. I don't care if it's out in the middle of the Indian Ocean. And you can click on satellite, and it'll actually show you a picture of your house or where you're located if you put in the proper longitude and latitude, Robert. My call, sir, please copy November 0, Tango Romeo. That is my name, Tom Rouse, November 0, Tango Romeo. And I'm located in Greer up here by Lake Robinson, Lake Cunningham. Back to you, Robert. Take you for OAS and 0TR.
Comment, KA5WLO.
Hi, Leroy. Robert, welcome Leroy in there, and Chris is in there. Go ahead, Leroy.
Hey, Robert, Chris, and Tom. This is Kilo Alpha 5 Whiskey, Lima. Name here is Leroy. Correction on that website, Tom, is Quebec Romeo Zulu. Quebec Romeo Zulu. .com. I think you said Sierra.
Boy, I did. I had my head where it didn't belong. Thank you so much, Leroy. I appreciate that. I was looking at Chris's name here. It's his fault because he got an S there at the last, and that's as far as my memory went.
I just want to jump in there and didn't want to steer him wrong. KA5WLO, mobile clear.
You're right. Yeah, thanks so much. That's the first time I called him that. I get called in for TR all the time, though, Leroy. Long as it ain't late for supper. See you later, Leroy. Back to you, Robert.
Leroy, can I get your call sign one more time so I can write it down, and then I'll search it later in the computer?
It's Kilo Alpha 5, Whiskey, Lima, Lima. K-A-5-W-L-L. And like Tom, I get confused with the four call sign at times also. I'm a member of the Blue Ridge Radio Society.
Meet all of y'all. Like I say, I'm just been on here a week, so it's good to start making some contact.
Monday night, the first Monday of the month, we meet at the Red Cross building, and you're welcome to come. Meeting starts at 7.
Give me that website, Chris, Leroy.
Robert, if you want, our website is brars.cc. Bravo, Romeo, Alpha, Romeo, Sierra, .charlie.
Be on that.
I hit the shadow on Woodhampton, so I need to let you go. We'll talk to you later. Y'all have a safe afternoon. K-E-5-W-L-F.
Wishing every one of you.
Okay, Chris, didn't mean to leave you out. We're just passing some information there. Case Q4, Alpha Sierra Oscar, and 0TR.
4-0-A-S, signing out.
And I'm going to sign out, too. Chris evidently went by the wayside. I didn't mean to leave him out. But I thought that was rather ironic to get those letters so close together there on the suffix. And there is an ad every night at 9 o'clock you can check into. And you go by the first letter after your number in your call sign. So you would be, let's see, Mike through Papa, I think, M-N-O-P. Yeah, you check in when they call Mike through Papa. And you can just tell them KQ4OAS. This is Robert. And if you want to stay for the right two after the net, you can say, I'm going to stay around. And if you don't want to, you just say negative and negative, Robert. That's just FYI.
The information.
And M's at first. So be sure just holler in there. And Dave Watson or M, they'll ask for if there's any new M's. Call it in first. You don't even have to wait till they get down to Mike through Papa. Have a good day. And I'm going back to the ball game. It's N0TR Club.
In here, gentlemen. I'm out in the shop just piddling along on my hot rod, and I got a little rig out here. I mainly listen and listen to you guys, and sometimes I speak up and talk, and sometimes I make the net at night, but I just wanted to say hello to that fellow that had the almost identical call sign. I thought that was kind of crazy, and we're only probably 20 miles apart the way the crow flies. So anyway, back to work, and y'all have a good day and enjoy your ball games, and I'm going to get back to piddling, and 73's everyone from KQ4ASO.
That's my wife over there juggling pans, getting ready to eat some supper. Chris, you might tell me what kind of car you're working on. My neighbor redone a 67 Camaro, and it's got a measly 630 horse. And I'm always fascinated by that. I was raised around it back up in Kansas.
An 82 Malibu station wagon, which is, I would call it a dedicated drag car, but it is tagged and insured, and I do drive it on the street sometimes. It runs on the 85 and all, so it's always a work in progress. We're always looking to go a little faster here and there. And for what the car ran and what it weighs, it probably made about 1,300 at the flywheel last year. And this year will probably be similar numbers because I haven't changed a lot.
This is 1,300 horsepower?
It's a drive, but you can't really tame it on the street. You got to be down there at the track on a sticky track to get it to go. So, I mean, it's a turbo car, so I can pull the boost out of it. And I can run low boost, and it goes pretty decent on the street without spinning. But it's fun. I've had this thing about 20 years almost. I'm always down at Grid Dragway if you're over that way on a Thursday night.
Well, I can hear them from my house. I'm just north of there a little ways, and that's just awesome. You must have two shots of nitro in there with it too, don't you?
She's just on boost, and say I run it on E85, and that stuff's almost, it's less than $3 a gallon, so it's a great fuel. I haven't found the limits of it yet. Instead of running race gas, leaded race gas, you know, I run that stuff, and it's kind of ethanol-based, which runs a cooler mixture, so you can get away with more power with it and not having to step up.
That's wonderful. I always love watching my neighbor Tim build his. He was building a, I think it was an Oldsmobile. It looked like a Buick Regal, but I can't remember the year. It was 80-something, and his buddy talked him out of it about the time he was getting done with it, and it had two shots of nitro in it. And so he went ahead and sold it. He's getting older, and he had the Camaro, so he just decided to sell it. Quit making so much noise, Bernice. I'm going to have to get rid of her over there. But my buddy, who just a friend of ours, I was raised next to, Clifford Hicks up in Pittsburgh, Kansas, he had a roadster that he built, and it was double 2-inch square tubing on the frame, I noticed, if I'm not mistaken, and it had an Allison aircraft engine in it, and he took the magneto out and he machined himself the distributors for it, and of course I think it was dual ignition on it, and if memory served me in the P-51s or whatever that was in, they bought six of them. They were fairly well off, and they were 2,000 horsepower. They used them in tractor pulls a lot.
He right there. I like anybody that can take something and re-engineer it and use it like that. That's pretty awesome in my book. That's I'm 39, but my dad's a little bit older than you, and I learned a lot of old-school hot rodding stuff from him and all back in the days when you couldn't pick up a catalog and order something. You had to make it yourself. So I've appreciated that, and I try to do the same thing with a lot of things on my own.
Yeah, that's the way these boys were raised. My neighbor's best friend I ever had in my life, and he had a small machine shop in the back of his garage, and That's the way they learned it. And, I was just watching a play here on that football game. It's Kansas City, so I'm watching. Now, I'm not a big football fan, but it's interesting. Well, you're blessed. I'll say that for you, Chris. I got to go. Bernice says chow's on the table, so we'll catch you down the line. Enjoyed it. KQ4ASO in 0TR73.
So enjoy the game. We'll get back in here later. Y'all have a good one.